storms I never see. That's Peach Goldman.
Hey, I'm Troy Peach with Peach Goldman, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
That'll wrap things up for Hour 1. Much more with the Wisnets coming up in Hour 2, plus a spotlight visit with Exodus. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Although the cross of Christ represents suffering, we can also look at it as a new beginning and fresh hope for salvation when we call upon Christ's name. Your friends at Park Street Christian Church invite you to attend in person Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. for fellowship, 9:30 for Sunday school for all ages, and 10:30 for worship. You can also watch them and like them on their Facebook page. Begin anew where the cross shines brightly every evening.
Enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil and LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil and LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow, and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Living on a fixed income isn't easy. Today I have to get some groceries. Oh, and I need new light bulbs and trash bags. I need to stop by the pharmacy to fill my prescriptions. And I was going to get a birthday present for my granddaughter. Trump's import tax will cost us almost $4,000 more a year for these errands. Kamala Harris is cracking down on price gouging for groceries, and she will always protect our Social Security benefits from Trump's plans to make cuts.
After years of hard work, you should be able to retire with dignity. We capped the price of insulin at $35 a month, and the total cost of prescription drugs at $2,000 a year for seniors.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Coming up today here in Southwest Wisconsin, the Sabin Live Wires 4-H reunion will be held. The potluck will begin at noon at Boaz Park. Tableware, coffee, water, and barbecue will be furnished. All families and friends of Sabin Live Wires 4-H are invited to attend and bring memorabilia. Also, the Highland Historical Society will host bingo today. That'll be at 1 at the old high school gym.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for Hour 2 of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balcom, and coming up in Hour 2, we'll have more of our featured artist, the Wisnets.
That's where Jesus is, ready to meet every need. That's where Jesus is, never too far from your reach, wherever you are. You can always count on this. That's where Jesus is.
Plus, a spotlight visit with the group Exodus.
We can celebrate that we are His children every single day.
It's all great gospel coming up right here on The Gospel Greats.
Everybody get in the back of the van. Down by the river there's an old church band. Singing a song, clapping along. We're all gonna see a revival. Oh, muddy water gonna wash your sin. Tell everybody to bring their friends. Hold on tight, might last all night. We're all gonna see a revival.
When the Big Tent Revival.
The Freemans with Big Tent Revival. Our featured group today is the Wisnets, Jeff and Susan Wisnet, their two sons, Austin and Ethan, and Aaron Heiss. Susan is proud of her boys.
God gave me my heart's desire when he gave me Austin and Ethan because they've never caused us 1 minute's trouble. And I always wanted them to be included in our ministry. I was not going to leave them at home. And you know, I figured when they turned 18, they'd say this ain't for me. But they've been with us and just... You know, now we're just a team, you know, Uncle Aaron and the four of us and all of us just doing what the Lord wants us to do and having fun doing it.
Austin and Ethan are featured on a song on the project called The Victory Side. Here are the Wisnets.
The children of Israel had been freed from Pharaoh's hand. God had
Kwisniewicz with the victory side. One of the big ballads on the project is called If Not for Christ.
You think about it, how hopeless and desperate our life would be if it wasn't for Christ redeeming us and dying for us and changing our lives. It's a great song. It's a choir song, too. We didn't do a choir on it, but I can hear choirs all across America singing that song.
That's Susan Wisnett, and here are the Wisnetts, If Not for Christ.
I'd be on a lonely road to nowhere, stumbling through the shadows of the night, trying to make my way through the darkness, hopelessly searching for the light. If not for Christ, if not for grace, if not for one who took the cross and took my place, if not for love that paid the price, I'd never know resurrection. Without the blood he shed on Calvary, but now I know the freedom of his mercy. Oh, I wouldn't be standing here redeemed. If not for Christ, if not for grace, if not for
the Wisnetts. We have much more with them coming up. And in just a moment, a spotlight segment with the group Exodus.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years, and my sons father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use Switch Assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Our Spotlight Artist of the Week is the Ladies Trio from Gadsden, Alabama. Exodus. Susan Brady, longtime friend Mary Scott, and Hannah Brady. Susan really put her songwriting skills to the test on this project.
Well, I had some good co-writers on some of them. I really did. Some lady co-writers, and they really helped make it special. And I loved writing for it. It was a very special time for me. And I just had a great time writing for this CD. It took me a few years, Rodney, waiting and praying, seeking God's word, and which way to go. And when the Lord says, halt, this ain't it, well, we have to halt and wait for him to lead. But I enjoyed it. I loved it.
Mary Scott talks about one of her favorite songs on the new CD.
You think about all that he went through for us, the whipping post, leaving his royalty and coming to this world to give his life. In a humble way, he came as a babe in a manger, but he came and he died and he rose for us. And that just does something in my spirit, you know. And it just brings praise to him just to know that he left all that behind and came as he did and loved us that much.
That's Mary Scott, and here's Exodus with "The King Did This For Me."
God seated far above the heavens, descended from his royal throne to give his precious life for my sake and ransom this dying soul. The King of glory, high and holy, monarch of mercy, meek and lowly. The King did this for me, traded heaven for Calvary.
That's Exodus. Their current radio single is another song that Susan Brady wrote called Blood Bought Child of the King.
Oh, I tell you, it was a joy to write. It's the first lines talk about it was an ordinary DNA that purchased my freedom and saved me that day. You know, I just love it. It's just a song that you can worship in. We can celebrate that we are His children every single day. And you know, it doesn't matter. Life gets hard. Life gets hard sometimes, but when we turn our sights upon the Lord, and when the Satan comes at us and he tries to get us down, and he will, and he's going to, we need to remind him who we are and where we stand. Hey, I'm a blood-bought child of the King. That's something he don't understand. And that gives us victory. It gives us power when we take that stand where God has placed us because of his precious blood. So it's a great song. I feel that because I wrote it, you know. Yeah. So it's special to me. And I can identify with that. I'm so proud that I'm a blood-bought child of the living King.
That's Susan Brady, and here's Exodus with Blood-Bought Child of the King.
It was an ordinary DNA that purchased my freedom and saved me that day. The price for my sin.
King, that's Exodus from their project Remember the Blood. Mary Scott tells us about another song that she enjoys.
I do like All Is Well because it is a upbeat. It's kind of
bluesy.
Bluesy, yeah. Like Bonnie Raitt kind of bluesy. That's what you think about.
Well, let's see what that sounds like. Here's Exodus with All Is Well.
In chains came my mouse, so went down to Babylon. Once the palace, now the dungeon for all the wrong he had done.
begging forgiveness to the God of Israel, a sweet savor of repentance was his deliverance. Now all is well. Since God got a hold of me, from my head down to my feet, in humble heart and earnest prayer, I saw the Lord, he came to me there.
Exodus. They've been our spotlight group of the day. You can find out more about them on social media or on their website, exodus-southerngospel.com. Great group. More with the Wisnets coming up. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Hear that? That's the sound of a Wisconsin factory creating good Wisconsin jobs. But now listen to what it sounds like when you add Joan Baldwin.
Everything shuts down. Because instead of helping create jobs in Wisconsin, she's invested thousands of dollars in Chinese companies, helping them create jobs in China, even though Wisconsin has lost 90,000 manufacturing jobs to, you guessed it, China. And it doesn't stop there. During COVID and all the restrictions, Ballwig took $500,000 in taxpayer-funded loans for her own business and never paid it back, but voted against assistance to help other Wisconsin companies grow and create jobs right here.
So, if you want to hear more of this in China, vote for Joan Ballwig. But if you want good jobs here in Wisconsin, there's a better choice. Vote Sarah Kieske for State Senate.
Paid for by Kieske for Wisconsin.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids, our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one. So we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
Need extra money for the holidays? The House on the Rock attraction, located between Dodgeville and Spring Green, is hiring. They have part-time and 40-hour seasonal positions available in the gift shop, tour buildings, and admission area. Join the team and enjoy the festive season while earning extra cash. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201. Make your holidays brighter with the House on the Rock.
J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel has parts for your project vehicle with over 18 acres to explore. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers tire and e-waste recycling. Please call 375-5353 for pricing for disposing of your old TVs, computers, other electronics, and tires. J&J Recycling and Salvage offers competitive pricing on small metals, farm machinery, appliances, cars, and trucks. J&J Recycling and Salvage looks forward to seeing you and your junk. J&J Recycling and Salvage in Boscobel, 375-5353. 5353.
We're 25 minutes out from 8 o'clock, a busy day here on the radio as we will have Packer football. The Packers are right now not doing too shabby, 3-2 in the NFC North, so only two losses, and it's been a wild ride so far. They get to play host, though, today to the Arizona Cardinals, and then we'll have a 10 o'clock pregame time, a noon tip-off or kickoff time, over on WRCO-FM 100.9, and then coming up later tonight, from 6 to the midnight hour, I'll be back for Old Country Classics with Old Country.
The Gospel Grace!
Welcome back. Our featured artist today is the Wisnitz from their new project, He Made a Way. Jeff Wisnitz tells us about No Longer Bound.
Once again, I guess maybe that's a little bit of a theme through this project, totally unintentionally, but it, once again, it talks about how we were when we were bound by the chains of sin, and how God set us free, and no longer bound, now I'm free. And it's kind of a medium. It's not country gospel, but it's not straight up Southern gospel either. It kind of leans that way. It's got a little steel guitar in it, you know. That's down my alley, so I like that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And but No Longer Bound is an amazing song.
Son of sin, I was condemned. Before a holy God, I stood guilty. But then the Lamb of Calvary bore the penalty for me. How can it be He was willing? Changed me with love, ransomed me though I was unworthy. The awful price He paid, carried all my shame, breaking every chain by His mercy. Be
Bushnets with No Longer Bound. One of the big ministry songs in the project is one that's called That's Where Jesus Is.
That's where Jesus is, ready to meet every need. That's where Jesus is, never too far from your reach, wherever you are. You can always count on this. That's where Jesus is. And I know in my small world, I got a lot of people that are stuff is about to overtake them, going through cancer, going through family situations, and they're facing doors that are locked every way they turn. So this song has reminded me that we serve a God that's in the small stuff, in the big stuff. Regardless of what I face, He's there. And He's waiting with open arms for me to just fall into His arms. And it's a great song. That's Where Jesus Is.
That's Susan Wisnett, and here are the Wisnetts with That's Where Jesus Is.
When you're walking a long valley, riding out a storm, stumbling through a season, facing locks on every door. When you're desperate and discouraged, staring at defeat, the heavy weight you carry drives you to your knees. That's where Jesus is, waiting to meet every need. That's where Jesus is.
Jesus is the Wisnetts. I asked Jeff and Susan about their long-term plans for the ministry.
I tell my boys all the time, they have made me love this more than I've ever loved it. And as long as they'll help me get on the bus, I'll be glad to get on.
On the new project, He Made a Way, they have re-recorded their signature song, Even in the Valley.
Recorded that song in 2004, and that song was the number one song for the whole year. It's one of those songs that people have asked me to sing for the last 10 years, and I've told them no. I went through some vocal trouble. A lot of people know that, and I just wouldn't sing it anymore. But we started real. Jeff and Trey Ivy, our producer, and Gerald Wolf and several others were like, you need to re-record it. And I'm like, no. And I'm so thankful they won the battle. That song is timeless because everybody's going through a valley. Everybody, at one time or another, you're either in one, coming out, or about to head into one. You know, and so it's a great song, and I've sung it every night, I think, since we recorded it. And I'm so thankful that we did. I lost that battle, and I'm glad I did. It's a great song. 20 years later.
And here's the thing, when we decided to re-record it, we did not, at that time, realized that we were dead on the 20th anniversary of that song, really, until we had actually put it on the record. And I'm like, how are we going to list this, you know, just Even in the Valley? And we got to counting up, and like, it's a 20 year revisit, so to speak. And and back when we originally recorded it, I'll be honest with you, Rodney, we couldn't afford live orchestra and stuff like that. This has live strings and live orchestra on this new cut, and it's just brought it back to life. It's just big as all outdoors, and we love it, and it is one of the most requested, helpful songs that we've ever sung, because no matter where you sing it, somebody needs to hear it.
That's Jeff and Susan Wisnett, and here are the Wisnetts with the 20th anniversary release of Even in the Valley.
High upon this mountain, the sun is shining bright. My heart is filled with gladness here above the cares of life. But I've just come through the valley of trouble, fear, and pain. It was there to stand. There is hope in that rugged place where tears of sorrow dwell. Can't you hear him gently whispering, I'm here and all is well. Even in the valley, God is good. Even in faithful and true, he carries his children.
Even in the Valley, that's the Wishnuts. They've been our featured artist today. Coming up in just a moment, the Crab Family and the Guardians.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Medicare annual enrollment period begins October 15th. By now, you have received your 2025 annual notice of change from your insurance provider. It can be stressful trying to decide all of those upcoming changes on your own. Let local licensed agents Robin Mulcahy and John Johnson help. They each represent three of the top Medicare carriers available in your area. Call Robin at 608-332-4454 or John at 608-332-0067 to schedule a personal appointment or to attend a seminar at the American Legion Hall in Richland Center at 1 p.m. Tuesday, October 15th.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Tim Walz was raised on a farm in Nebraska. Kamala Harris was born to an immigrant family in Oakland. Tim Walz enlisted in the Army National Guard at 17. Kamala Harris worked at McDonald's to get through school. Together, this team will never forget where they came from and the hardworking families and Americans they're working for.
I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
And I'll tell you, this is personal. The middle class is where I come from. And building that middle class will be a defining goal of my presidency. We will create what I call an opportunity economy where everyone has the chance to compete and a chance to succeed. Whether you live in a rural area, small town, or big city.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
The Gospel Grace.
Welcome back. Jason Crabb says that when they were young kids, it didn't take much to keep the Crabb kids entertained.
Outside, we always had an old basketball goal. It'd be on an old, maybe half of a light pole or some kind of a pole or something like that. And we always had one. And when we got to the house from school, from sun up during the weekends to sundown, we were playing basketball. Me, Adam Aaron, and I'd always beat them. Now, don't let them tell you any different. Always beat them.
We'll have to ask Adam and Aaron about that. Here's the Crab Family with Walk on Water.
Truth is, we're just
Walk on Water, the Crab Family. Dean Hickman of the Guardians tells us about their latest song, Another Life to Give.
John wrote that maybe 40 years ago. It's been one of my favorites. The first song we ever recorded with Larry Goss. If I had another life to give, you know, would I mess it up? Would I do something better? Would I be a better soul winner? What would I do? So if I only had another life to give, but sometimes that's a scary thought, because would we go down this tree of life and make turns that we think are better and are not? If I had another life to give, I think I could do it better, and I think I could really be a greater soul winner for God.
That's Dean Hickman. He's featured on the Guardians' new song, Another Life to Give.
What did I ever do that you would lift my load of care? What could I ever say to make you hear my earnest prayer? There's at least a million things I'd change about the way I've lived. I wish I had another life. You kept right on loving me when all I did was wrong. You picked up broken melodies and turned them into song. And though I can't